Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Lots of things today. We'll do the dance parties. We have a new artist named Cassie Ashton, who's in my class of 2018. I do think you're going to hear her and go, whoa. That's what I think. She's going to perform in studio a couple hours. We got a pretty full show. Yesterday, we were talking about things that you've had to explain to your kids that you never thought you'd have to explain because you didn't even know that's a thing. And Amy talked about having to talk about mermaids and dolphins to her kids and say, one's real, one isn't. And there was another one, too, yesterday you said?
Well, there's one of our neighbors has a bin in their yard, and it's full of food, non-perishable items that people, if they're hungry, they can reach in and take what they want. So I had to explain to my kids what that was, and I said, maybe we could go buy some food and help fill it up from time to time. But they weren't really concerned. They were like, okay, yeah, that would be neat. But my daughter literally looked up. She goes, so anytime I'm hungry, I can just come take food out of here. And I said, no, because we have food. This is for people that don't. She said, but if you're not around and I'm hungry, I'm going to come. And I said, oh, great. So now my neighbors, I'm just going to have to explain. If you ever see my daughter in your bin, just let me know. I'll replace it.
That's funny.
Yeah, she doesn't
I wonder if
get
that
it.
Has a lot to do with her upbringing, though, at the orphanage, where people would bring. Do you think it does?
No, I just feel maybe any kid, any parent would have time explaining to their kids. No, it's not just for when you're hungry. It's for people that don't have access to food that are hungry.
Mm. That makes sense.
Yeah, she's definitely going to. It's right by my house. So
she's definitely going to do it.
And I think she saw some stuff in there she liked, too. So I was like, great.
Sarah in Michigan.
Yeah, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. What happened with you where you had to explain to your kid?
I took my two nieces and my, at the time, 10-year-old sisters to brunch with my sister and my husband. And I asked if they wanted to say grace because I know that so they pray with their other families, you know, before meals. They started holding hands and chanting the word grace like we were in a cult or something.
grace.
So loudly, too, in the middle of the restaurant. I'm like, oh, sweet, stop. And it was so embarrassing.
That's funny. Say grace. Grace. That's fine. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let me say I did not mean to hit that button.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No. Whoa. I meant to go, I appreciate you. And my finger hit the wrong button.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So when Ann and Vic first began fostering a pit bull terrier, the dog had crazy anxiety. And they were fostering it, so who knows what kind of home it came from.
Mm, true.
So the dog was rescued. I think they thought it had been trying to fight. And so you get a dog like that, and understandably, it's not in the best condition to be loved, and you have to retrain it. So what they did is they would just walk it all the time. They just walk it all the time. And they lost 80 pounds.
Oh, wow. It's like a double.
Mm-hmm. They walked the dog so much. He's way less anxious, and they lost 80 pounds walking the dog because they set the goal. We're going to walk the anxiety out of this dog, and for them it worked too.
Win-win.
Win-win. So first of all, to Ann and Vic, who adopted a pit bull after it was fighting, that's awesome, and I see you. Secondly, you lost all the weight. You held to the goal of helping. Ah, so many there. I love dogs and people and walking. Yeah, I don't like walking. Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Hey, it's producer Raymond. Near downtown L.A., there was a shooting at a middle school. 4 injured. Authorities are saying it was an accident. A 12-year-old girl set her backpack down. That's when the gun went off. In weather news, most places dropped about 10 to 20 degrees. Today, over the weekend, there's going to be snow in the north. And on Sunday, watch out northeast and south. Tons of snow and rain. And finally, in sports, Super Bowl 2 days away. Grocery stores are recommending not to wait until Super Bowl Sunday to shop. Expect long lines all over the country.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Amy's building what they're calling Nashville's newest monument in her backyard, the Taj Mahal Garage. Because it's so big.
Huge.
It's on a hill.
You can see it from blocks away.
My backyard goes up on a hill.
I was driving over to Amy's to see the kids. And I said, is there an Eiffel Tower in Nashville? It was Amy's Taj Mahal Garage.
Wow.
It's under construction. It's that big.
On the hill.
So a couple things. One, has the inspector come out?
Yes, there was someone that showed up to do... They were still waiting on certain permits for something, but some guy showed up, and I don't think he's who we were waiting for, and he just said he was with the county, and he needed to take measurements and make sure that everything was within code. And I'm thinking, well, we went through all this, so did our architect. Like, we should be good to go. And now I'm thinking, oh, no.
Are
we in
trouble? Casing the house?
Well,
oh, either, why did you put that in your head, too? Never mind.
No. Well, good point. One, either something happened and Taj Mahal has gotten out of control and we're not within the code that we thought we were in.
Too big.
Or two, he was casing. He said, I'm just going to need to find a way into your backyard. I'm going to be roaming around back here for about 15 minutes and then I'll be out of your way. I said, okay. So 15 minutes was he checking out my house? Good point, Bobby. I don't know.
I believe your Taj Mahal has been recognized as by the Nashville Historical Society, right?
Yeah, they mailed something here, so.
Here you go. Yeah. Check it out.
What is this?
It's from the Historical Society.
It's literally from the Historical Society. It's been recognized.
Oh!
What does it say?
The Taj Mahal, estimated 2017. Oh, established, sorry, 2017. Nashville Historic Society.
There's a sign to hang out because it's so big.
It's a tourist attraction.
People are going to come from far and wide just to see
Can't
Amy's
wait
new
to
garage.
Hang it.
When's it going to be built? Because it's 2018
soon.
Now, so.
Oh, true. Yeah. But it was established. It started.
Did you order
ground.
That online, Lunchbox?
No, the Historical Society sent it.
Oh. Did they really?
No, he ordered it.
No, I made it.
Oh.
Yes, online.
We'll post a picture of it on Instagram. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And now for your positivity. How's that, 50s announcer?
Sounded like, I think you nailed it.
Thank you. Time for positivity. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
This girl's 7 years old. She saw that her family's stove was on fire. At seven, she used her fire safety tips. She goes and she tells her 13-year-old, hey, she runs to, gets the neighbors, calls 911 from the neighbor's house, and the fire department gets there. And, I mean, 7 years old, she knew all of that, retained all of that from school.
Oh, wow. Seven.
Yeah, you have a 7 year old.
I know. He's just a little. I can't imagine him doing lots of different things.
He also isn't.
Cognitively, he's not seven, and physically, well,
I was
not
just
going
to say English. His English isn't good enough to run to the neighbors and go, hey, there's a fire at the house.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say all that. I wasn't going all there, but yes.
Wow. Yeah, but he's really not. On no part of him, and this is no fault to him. It's just how he grew up. He's not seven.
I had a dream about him, that him and I were speaking English to each other.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. And now that some dreams only come back to me. Occasionally. But we were hanging. I just came in right now.
Hanging out. Was he young or grown?
Right now.
Or,
he started having English. I remember thinking, you're getting it, dude.
I can't wait for that day. Yeah. He is getting it, but I can't wait to have full blown, like, we're just, everybody knows what everybody's saying.
We don't have that with Lunchbox yet, so I don't know.
Oh, true.
Amy, you're up.
So some gorillas at the Memphis Zoo just got a big delivery, and it's toys from families whose kids have outgrown them. So this is just an idea of
for
something
gorillas.
You can do. Yes, and they because they need the stimulation. And one woman said she got the idea, reached out to friends on Facebook, is like, hey, any kids have overgrown or outgrown some of your toys, give them to me. I'm going to drop them off at the zoo. And the gorillas are loving the toys.
That's funny.
So cool.
Lunchbox, I'm just messing with you, buddy.
That's okay. I'm cool, dude. I'm not going to bring down, tell me something good with your negativity. I'm just going to go there and keep it positive.
All right, go ahead.
Good point.
Go ahead.
Cole Fitzgerald is a 13-year-old kid from Philadelphia. He is a huge Eagles fan. He's been battling cancer for 4 years. He beat it, and someone read his story online in Minnesota. They had tickets to the Super Bowl because they were Vikings fans. Vikings didn't make it, so they gave Cole the tickets.
Look at this guy. Woo! Great story and a great read and presentation of the story
and
by Lunchbox.
Cole said, I want to thank that fan and sorry for your season. Better luck next year.
Could have left that part out.
Well,
but
Cole was trying to be nice.
That's good. That's good. Hey, great story.
Yeah.
Great read.
Yeah. Now he's sucking up.
Now, there you go.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
One of America's favorite segments, Is It Fake News?
Is it fake news?
Lunchbox will deliver a story. We have to decide if it's fake news or if it's real. Lunchbox, over to you, buddy.
The Denver Zoo has a new exhibit that will allow people 16 and older to take a picture in the lion's den. It costs $50 per person. You get there, there's two zookeepers. Take a picture with the lion. Starting this spring. Woo!
I feel like that could be real.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's crazy to take a picture of a lion. If there are zookeepers, I don't like zoos because I don't like when animals are held captive in cages and taken out of their natural habitat.
Yeah, but since they exist, it's okay that we take our kids to visit them.
They
now,
already
now
exist.
Now she's changed. I like that.
No, I haven't ever really changed. I was gifted a membership to the zoo for my kids, and I'm thinking it would be great. And it's a way for them to learn about animals that they would never see.
I don't mind sanctuaries if they're actually taking care of animals that need sanctuary.
Okay.
Zoos, I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it.
I'm going to say that's a real story. I don't think it's that far-fetched. And if it's a fake story, then it could be real.
Yeah.
So I'm saying real news. Amy?
Okay, I go fake news.
Eddie?
It's real news.
Real
sure.
news, real yeah. news. One fake news. Lunchbox, what is it?
That is fake news.
What on earth?
Yeah.
Why?
That was fake news.
Good one. Well, maybe because their heads would get bit off by the lion.
Oh, there's that.
There's that part. I just, you know, people take pictures of all kinds of animals. I thought that'd be real. You make the whole thing up?
Yep.
Attaboy.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A 28-year-old man is facing reckless endangerment charges after accidentally shooting his friend. They were at his apartment and they were practicing their gun twirl. Who could twirl it the best on their finger?
Oh, no.
And the buddy accidentally hit the trigger. Boom! Shot him right in the shoulder.
Why would you have that gun loaded?
They said they believe alcohol was involved.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why you would have the gun loaded.
Most of these bonehead stories, I'm sometimes hoping alcohol's involved.
Yeah.
Because
otherwise,
if not, it's just not good.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're making fun of somebody we shouldn't make fun
right.
of.
Oh. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They call me Judge Common Sense. Hunter, why do people call me that?
Because you know everything.
Ah, I like that answer. Mostly, I just get irritated at people when they don't have common sense. I don't think everybody's supposed to be smart. We're all different levels of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But common sense, we should all possess that. Hunter's on with a question for Judge Common Sense, which is me. Hunter, you are in the courtroom. What can I do for you?
All right, Judge. Thank you for accepting my case.
Yes, that's right. All rise. Now all rise. Sit. Okay, thank you.
Oh.
I rose. I'm risen also.
Okay, Hunter. Go ahead.
So, me, in-laws, and the girl going to a fancy restaurant. Parking lot's full, right? So, the in-laws are like, hey, we'll drop y'all off the front door, and we'll go back to the condo, which is right down the street, get an Uber back. So, they drop us off. Right after, as they turn out of the parking lot, a spot opens up. The girlfriend wants to sit in the parking spot and save it.
Oh.
But someone's trying to park, and she's like, sorry, they're coming, they're pulling around, they're coming back. And I'm like, you can't do that. She thinks she's right. I think I'm right. Mm. I came to the judge.
Yes,
I need
yes,
a verdict.
Yes. So regardless of who did what, I always find it funny when I see people standing in a parking spot. Do you know what holds a parking spot?
The car.
The car!
Yeah.
You can't have humans standing in parking spots. If your car's not there in time for the spot, it's not a reservation-based system,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're doing with the human body. No. You know what I would have done? I would have just slowly nudged them out. I would have just slowly driven and pushed them out of the way.
Bobby, you would not.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
I absolutely would have parked my car right in front of them, and I would have slowly... I would have just crept. I would have just crept, because they can't win.
Yeah.
They have to move, or they're going to get run over.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot stand and hold a spot. Now, Hunter, is that pro or anti you? I kind of like got lost in your story. But
that's pro. That's pro me.
Okay.
Pro me.
Judge Common Sense's rule: you cannot stand in a spot and hold it.
Let's go.
Yeah, whatever he said. Yeah, hey, Hunter, that's a great question though, because sometimes in Austin there would be people, homeless people, that would stand and hold spots.
Yes.
And they would. People would pay them for
that's
the spots.
Right.
They like, yeah, I give it to you for $3 or $4. Okay, yeah. Well, let me nudge you out of the way.
Squatters.
Yes. All right, Hunter, appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you, buddy. Go Birds! Go Birds! I love you, Carson.
Oh, Eagles. Birds. The Eagles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You love. You love.
Yeah.
Wait, Carson Wentz. But he doesn't play. He's hurt, dude.
I thought Carson was his son.
It doesn't matter. He's so good looking and just so cool. That's all. Oh my gosh! Don't get me started on him. I can't go on a rant.
Are you a straight dude?
Yes.
And you led with good looking.
Oh yeah.
I just wonder. I mean, there are certain guys I like. Yeah. Man, fat. But I would be like, man, what a great quarterback. But he's injured.
And
he's also really good looking.
And he's good.
Yeah, like what's your deal with him being so good?
That's
looking?
What he led with. Like
I know,
Tom
what does
Brady.
That have to do with
great looking guy, but I would be like Tom Brady, clutch player.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's also really good looking.
Yeah.
I'll go second.
Bobby,
what?
Somebody told me something one time.
Go ahead.
My old friend Dion, he said, look good, feel good. Oh, wait, no.
No. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good. That's what he said.
Let's go.
So he's saying because his player looks good, he's going to play good.
That's it. I got it. There's no hating that. Now I got it. I appreciate you, Hunter.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Bob.
See you, buddy. There you go. There's old Hunter. Appreciate you.
My friend Dion.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
So what I'll do is play the lullaby version of a very famous song, and you have to name the song.
Okay. Oh, easy.
So it'll be what you'd play a baby in a crib, except it's a famous song. So write your answer down, both of you two. Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right. This is a very famous song. It is a country song.
Thank you.
So I will give you guys a little hint each time. This is the lullaby version of a country song. Name the song. Write it down. Just need the title of the song.
Men.
In for the win.
Amy?
Ring of Fire.
Lunchbox?
The Man in Black, Ring of Fire.
I fell nice work. Into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy, guys. I'm dominating.
No problem. Number two. This is a pop song from a few years back.
Thank you.
Name the lullaby.
I'm in.
Wow.
That was easy. I'm in for the win.
You got it too?
Oh, yeah, no problem, dude.
What do you have, Lunchbox?
Oh, I was born in the USA.
Amy?
Party in the USA.
Oh, party. Stupid party. I said born. Oh, my God. Am I going to fit in? I was singing. That's a song lyrics.
Born in the USA would have been Bruce Springsteen.
No, I understand. Yeah. I just wrote down the wrong words.
Amy 2, Lunchbox 1.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I wrote Born in the USA.
Number 3, please listen along. It's a country song that also is on the pop chart. Okay? Here we go. Number 3. Shout out to the lullaby makers for this one.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is still not in.
Oh, I hear it.
Lunchbox, what do you have over there?
I got Pontoon.
Pontoon. No, Amy.
Our song.
And he says, our song is the slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on.
Lunch, you need to get these next two.
Yeah, it's all right. I got this.
Okay.
I was playing possum so I could come back for the big comeback and be like, ah!
I don't know what you know possum is, but here we go.
I'm in.
Wow. I need to listen to this myself. Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Boom. No, Amy?
What?
My girl.
My girl. My girl. My girl.
Amy, you're the winner. I'm going to give you one.
Wait. Can this one be worth 5 points?
No. Amy, you're the winner. Okay. So you're just going to take this one and run solo for fun. Here we go.
Sure.
Name it. Lap here. You got it.
Whatever was throwing me off.
It's for the kids.
I know.
Yeah, don't stop believing.
Okay, I still won them.
That's good. Amy's our winner. Amy's our winner.
Amy.
Play that song. There she goes. Did you like that game?
I did.
Yeah.
Those are some good. I mean, actually, like, I need some of that to fall asleep.
I like those songs. Yeah.
Lunchbox, you liked the game?
Yeah. I thought I did pretty well at it.
No, you did terrible, but did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Bobby Bones.
So, Tom Hardy, you know the actor?
Yes.
Oh, he's Bane.
Oh, Batman.
That's how I better know him. Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy fulfilled his end of a bet with Leo DiCaprio by getting a Leo Knows All tattoo on his arm. He had to get the tattoo because he bet Leo wouldn't win an Oscar for The Revenant, and he did. Mm. Leo did win it.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to get a tattoo. Which brings me to my thing. Amy made a bet with me and said she was going to get my face tattooed on her.
Mm-hmm.
This is months ago.
Correct.
Oh. No, this is forever ago, yeah.
She said, if you ever go to the orphanage, I will get your face tattooed on me. She said to me.
At the time we made the bet, though, I felt like you already knew you were going, and then you went without me.
It doesn't matter. You still made the bet.
Yeah, minor details.
If I know that the Patriots are going to win on Sunday and I still make the bet, that's okay.
You
I won.
You still win it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you backing out of the bet?
Well, what do I have to do again? Get
my face tattooed.
On your face.
No, not on your face.
Oh, no.
Are you can back out. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
How big does it have to be?
Tiny.
Tiny, like a little dot.
It just has to look like my face.
Oh, that'd be so funny, Amy.
I was thinking, what if I got a dot, but it's like your face, you just can't tell.
No, you have to be able to tell. You have to be able to tell.
Oh. Okay.
All right, are you going to get it?
Can I think about it?
Yeah, let me know Monday.
I mean, my husband had already told me a long time ago when this was going down. He's like, you know, we fulfill bets. Like, as a family, that's what we do. We don't.
Oh,
your kids, too.
Even like 10 years ago when I had a contract deal with you and I thought I was leaving the show, my husband said, you're fulfilling the contract. That's what we do as a family.
Wow,
and I'm
that's
like,
crazy.
Okay.
Monday,
so you're
you tell
okay
me?
With me getting a tattoo of Bobby on my body.
Monday, you tell me? Yes or no?
That's what you guys do, Amy.
That's what your family
do
does.
As a family.
What will your kids say if you don't?
Yeah,
when they hear this in the archives.
I didn't think about this is going to confuse them.
Mm-hmm, nope.
Okay.
They're not going to see a tattoo. Okay. That being
where
said.
Where am I putting it?
I don't know. Are you getting it? Monday.
Let's go.
If you like podcasts, or even if you don't, let me recommend to you the Bobbycast. It's a show I do from my house. Very easy. You just go to iHeartRadio or iTunes. Search Bobbycast, download it right to your phone. Easy, it's free. And you can hear artists over at my house talking for an hour about things you never get to hear on the radio. The latest is Christian Bush. He talks about how Sugarland was formed, went away, came back, talks about him having a rock deal. Danielle Bradbury came by the house. That was a really good one. Dan from Dan and Shay. There's a Chris Stapleton, a Maren Morris. Like an hour just talking like humans. So search Bobbycast if you want more country music.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Montgomery Gentry's final album is out today. It's called Here's to You, and they completed it shortly before Gentry was killed in that helicopter crash back in September. So a lot of fans looking forward to that out today. And then Justin Timberlake's new album is called Man of the Woods, and he wants everyone to know that the title doesn't mean it's a country album. He posted a video on Instagram explaining that it was named after his son, Silas, which means wood or forest or woods.
But I looked at the track listing. It's obviously out. But the song's called Flannel, Man of the Woods. It makes sense that we would go with a country album.
Right.
Yeah, so don't act like we're stupid, Justin Timberlake. Okay, what else?
In theaters today, you got Winchester, the house that ghosts built. And it's inspired by true events from, I guess, the most haunted house in the world that's in San Francisco. And Helen Mirren's in it.
I just don't believe in haunted houses.
Yeah, well, these are all inspired by true events that apparently took place here.
You know what I want to see? I want to start watching that show, The Americans. And I know it's seasons in.
And my husband loves it.
And I think I will too. And there's a final season they're putting out. And I'm just in the right time to start watching it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to watch that. It's not new, but when you start talking about new things, that and Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Okay. So coming up in just a few minutes, Cassie Ashton, who is the first artist we're bringing in the class of 2018.
I was all in a hurry.
She's going to play this song, California, Missouri.
And if I got past that one stop light, I could get a head start on anything that hurt me.
So she's coming up in a bit.
Anywhere I go.
Because of that, though, let's do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What are you called if you see a robbery at an Apple store?
What do you call it if you see a robbery at an Apple store?
An eyewitness.
Kind of like that one.
Me too.
Finally.
Yeah, me too.
That was the morning corny.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cassie Ashton.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
It's so We work out at the same gym.
Yes, we do.
I had no idea.
Jared's like, so I heard you're going to be on my boy Bobby's show. And I was like, yeah, you work him out? And he's like, yeah, I do. Meanwhile, he's like holding this guy's leg who's like screaming because he's stretching him too far. I'm like, hey, you guy, he's hurting.
I didn't know. I went in one day because I'd heard your record before I was supposed to, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is really good. And so I was picking out just music that I really like. I said, I'm going to put Cassie Ashton on this list. And I come out and I walk into the gym and he goes, hey, you know, she works out the same time you do, like 10 feet. And I was like, that's Cassie? So, well, it's good to finally meet you.
Oh, good to meet you too.
Well, we're not in workout clothes.
Yeah. You know?
What's your story? Where'd you come from?
California, Missouri.
Yeah.
Little town in Missouri. It's like smack dab in the middle. It's like 4,000 people, one stoplight, no Walmart. People that live an hour away have never heard of it. They're like, what?
That's like where Bobby grew up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, similar. We didn't have a stoplight or a Walmart. My town's like 800.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called California, Arkansas, oddly.
No.
No, it's not. But your town's really called California, Missouri.
It is, seriously. And like for the longest time growing up, our welcome sign had palm trees on it. And I'm like, there's no palm trees here.
So how'd you get to Nashville?
I thought I wanted to come here my whole life. I wanted to be a country music singer literally since the time I could sing words out of my mouth. And my mom was born and raised in Nashville. And after high school, I was like, yo, I'm not going to college. I'm moving to Nashville. And my grandma, who like dropped out of high school, she was like 15, because that's what they did back in the day to like have babies and stuff. She's like, no, you're going to college. Or you're not my granddaughter. And I was like, for what? Like accounting? Like what? I'm going to waste my youth, grandma. And my mom, saving grace, says she has said, what about Belmont? It's in Nashville. It's a music school. And I was like, yeah, cool. Sign me up. When do I go? She's like, well, you have to audition and it's really expensive. So luckily I got in and I got scholarships. Graduated,
singing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to go and sing in front of people?
Yes.
Describe that scene to me.
Okay, like, so for the audition, you have to do a classical piece, and then you have to do an up-tempo and a ballad. And
you have to sing three songs in front of people?
Yeah.
It's like American Idol for a scholarship.
Yes, yes.
What do you sing as your up-tempo song?
I sang Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
I want to relive this a bit. So I'm Professor Bones. Right?
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm like, Miss Cassie Ashton, you're up and you're going to perform your, let me look at your up-tempo number, Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. Go ahead and begin. So do a little, do you remember the first part of the words?
Well, my heart know me better than I know myself, so I'm going to let it do all the talking.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, this girl crazy.
Did they start to feel it?
Yeah. Well, no. It was like, I found out later. So one of the professors ended up being my vocal teacher all 4 years. He's the head of the program. So he loves me and like all my wildness. He's very calm and like zen, but he really appreciates it. And then one of the guys is like, this probably older man in his 80s, classical, like, I think he could hear me, so that was good, but I think he's a little scared. And the other teacher was classical, too.
I want to hear this song. I'll talk to you a little more after this. So this song's called California, Missouri.
Yes.
This is the first song I heard from you. I actually just saw a teaser clip a month ago from some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. They were posting it on their Facebook.
Yeah.
And I said, let me see what Cassie Ashton's about. And then I was like, man, she's really good. So then we put you in the class of 2018. And this was the first song that you released, and it's out now.
Yes.
So this is California, Missouri from Cassie Ashton. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby. I was all in a hurry. That's special right there. Look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I just say, I was sort of on like a maternity leave of sorts. So.
Yeah. Your two kids are so cute, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I don't know really everybody who's in Bobby's class, and I have not heard you at all. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of did the little sampler earlier of what you auditioned with. I was like, okay, that sounds amazing. And then you just sang that. And I couldn't take my eyes off you. I mean, it was so good. Like, I love you.
Oh, like, that is so good.
Like,
good.
That is
good,
just
good,
so
good.
Different
yeah,
and
it's,
good
it's special.
And amazing.
It's special. Like,
thank you. That means a lot.
You beat cancer, too, by the way.
Yes. Yes, I did.
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
20.
Yeah, didn't know this, huh?
I know nothing.
20.
Can you share a little bit? Or
just started spring semester of sophomore year at Belmont. thought I had the flu, so I went to the clinic. And they're like, yo, you have like a golf ball lump in your throat. Have you seen this? And I had never seen it. I had just gotten off Christmas break. I'm like, how have I not? I mean, I'm not the kind of person that doesn't look in the mirror at least once a day. You know what I'm saying? And so they're like, oh, don't worry. Like 96% of girls your age with a swelling, like it's just a swollen lymph node. And I'm like, cool. Well, in my life, I'm usually the smaller percentage of things. And there's a lot of cancer in my family. And so I went through an ultrasound and biopsy. And I remember my doctor had a manila envelope. And I always make a joke, like when people look sad. And so I go, so do I get to wear like a cool mermaid wig or what? And he was like, kind of laughed. And then he looked at me like, yo, this is not funny. And he's like, okay, well, no mermaid wig, but you do have thyroid cancer. So it was in the whole right side of my thyroid and almost all of the left. And then it was in a bunch of lymph nodes in my neck and my chest. And they wanted to take it out like the next week. But I had a show at school that I had choreographed a large part of the dancing, had a huge solo I've been working on all year. And I was like, yo, you're gonna have to wait till after my show. And they were like, what, are you crazy? I'm like, no, this is my craft. This is what I do. You guys are going to have to wait. And they're like, okay. So we waited like a month and had it taken out, went through two treatments of radioactive iodine, which is cool because your pee glows and you and you can't be around people. You're quarantined. I made a joke how like I was going to invite the people over that I didn't like and hug them. Because I was radioactive, just have like a hugging party. I didn't. I stayed in my bed. But yeah, I wouldn't be who I am. I know it's funny. I wouldn't be who I am without it. Seriously.
Well, I will see you again soon.
Yes.
Did she impress you guys?
Yes.
Oh,
I can always
guys.
Feel when the room starts to go, oh, that room doesn't do that very often.
And they're like, is she done yet?
You guys wonder if she's done that or not?
No, no. Her humor's great.
Her humor. Her humor's
and
great.
And her voice yeah. and her personality.
Thanks. Cassie, good to see you.
Good
and,
to see
and
you
we'll
too.
We'll see you soon. And congratulations on being awesome.
Thank you so much. Same to you guys.
One
seriously.
Day we hope to achieve that, right, Amy?
Oh, whatever.
I was all in.
Cassie Ashton. Clap your hands up, baby. Cassie
Love
Ashton.
You, guys. There Thank you.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
If you could have one voice of any singer, you got to pick the voice inside of your body, right? Any singer. Whose voice would you have? Think about that one for a second. Lunchbox.
Chris Stapleton.
Solid choice.
Powerful, distinct, and awesome.
All three of those, yes.
Yes.
The thing about Stapleton's voice is, I just feel like it's vocal cords slamming each other, and I don't know if it has a longevity.
Yeah.
Because I do. I think Chris Stapleton's voice is my favorite voice mm-hmm. right now to listen to in music. I'm surprised his old bands aren't getting downloaded more, too. Because people yeah. download the old Stapleton stuff. Okay, so you pick Chris Stapleton. That eliminates Stapleton because I may have picked that, but Lunchbox took him off the board.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Amy.
I mean, Adele.
Adele. Why do you laugh so hard? Hey, Lunchbox isn't singing like Stapleton. No, you're closer to Adele than Lunchbox is Stapleton.
Stop, oh, I am?
Stop.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just feel like I went with like a major powerhouse, but like pound for pound.
That's the point. Set fire to the ring.
Yeah.
Mm. You pick Adele.
She has voice problems too.
She does. Oh, powerful yeah. people get the nose. I let it fall. Go ahead. My heart. Which one? Does it
fail? Which, who's
yeah,
who,
this
who's
is fire
who?
To
oh,
the
I thought that was Amy. I know that was Amy
oh,
singing.
Get
I was
out. Trying to.
That's basically what I sound like.
Amy, so pretty much you already have her voice.
So Amy's taking Adele off the board.
Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Eddie, first round.
Alive or dead?
They have what to be alive.
Alive? Okay, let's give me Bruno Mars.
Ooh.
I got that condo in Manhattan. Girl, you know what's happening. You know
that's
what I'm saying? Like,
one.
Yeah, my name's Bruno. What up? Like, that's what I want, that rasp. I love people with raspy voices.
Yeah, Bruno. Man, that's a good one too, mm-hmm. man. Hey.
Strawberry. Mm.
Hey,
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 hey.
Got the condo in Manhattan.
Hey,
girl, you know what's happening.
Hey,
Julio, get this scampi. No, not yet.
No.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
Woo!
Baby girl, what's happening?
Hey,
you and your ass invited. So go on and get
man.
To
man.
You
have, Raymond, our audio producer, you get to pick any voice. What? Who do you take musically?
I got to probably go with a rapper.
Who?
I would say probably Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, but do you get his rap skills too, I guess? Is
yeah.
that what you want?
Obvi.
So, you, okay, well, that's,
well,
hey.
That changes the game.
It doesn't.
That's the thing about life. You can bend
voice.
Life. If they don't give you rules, you can bend the rules however you want. Raymond takes Kendrick Lamar. Okay. I'm going, if I can have any voice, what artist would you take?
I know what you want.
You don't.
What?
It's not.
That's his guitar skills. He would want his guitar skills.
Okay. Overall artist, probably John Mayer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But John Mayer's not the best singer.
Right.
Oh, man.
So you're going vocally with...
I'm going vocally with Chris Martin
from
Coldplay.
Really?
He sounds
I think it's kind of weak.
Super stink. Sustainable. Distinct.
Now I'm just picturing you in like a little crop top on stage.
Yeah,
with your
they
piano.
Should.
Try your best, but you don't succeed.
I mean, this
Bones,
fits you.
That's your voice already.
When yes.
You thank
like,
you.
Sort of like
I mean,
no.
Kermit the Frog-ish.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. I'll fix you.
But even their big songs. So tired, like, they, you...
Oh.
I don't that was so good.
Why are you guys hating on mine?
I didn't expect you to go there at all.
I went for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. I went for distinctness, sustainability. Yeah.
Crop top.
Dress. I used to rule the world.
It's just a pure voice.
Sounds like you already.
It isn't the strong.
I mean,
go ahead.
Can we take a second and think about if we were all just us doing the show, but we actually had those voices?
Yeah, we'd probably all go with our own careers.
No, it would just be amazing.
We'd
like
be
certain,
awesome.
certain segments just would roll.
No, we would just sing every segment, and everybody would get annoyed.
Man,
like,
we're talking about my junior, man, you know.
I want to say that I have a segment coming up. It is a telling me something.
It's me.
And that's your important story of the day.
Yeah, I mean.
Morgan, number two, we're not going to leave you out of this. Pick any voice.
Oh, man.
She's 25 years old. 24 years old. So
pick someone rest.
So she might pick like Hannah Montana. I don't know. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to have to go with Taylor Swift.
Vocally?
Again, great songwriter, great artist. Yeah. But like the Coldplay part.
Like Coldplay.
Yeah.
I can't hate on it.
No, I love Taylor. I'm obsessed, but I...
iHeartRadio Deep Track featuring Taylor Swift.
No,
Dear John.
You know what Taylor song I identify with, oddly?
I know, it's weird. 15.
But, yeah.
Bobby's success, 15.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Why is everybody hating on me on this segment?
No, just speaking our minds.
No, it is weird. You're like, and somebody loves you.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day.
At school.
Say hi to your friends. Seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way.
Life. That's what I do.
No, in the hallway, dude.
It's your freshman year.
Life.
And you're gonna be here for the next 4 years. This
adulthood. That's how I see that.
No.
Senior boys,
yeah, that's true.
But when you're 15, somebody tells you they love you, you're gonna believe them.
Come on,
man. What if deep inside you are like
that's
forever
like a,
15?
That's like a metaphor for life. It doesn't have to be 15. It can be adulthood. It can be college. It can be old age.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but she says when you're 50.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm taking it too literal.
Definitely. You know what? You guys have been hating on me this whole segment, and I have the ability to end it, so goodbye.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's wanting to now cover her couch in plastic and leave the plastic on the couch all the time.
Smart.
I'm like, everything we have, I just want to cover it. I feel similar to grandma that just wants to protect everything. Kids are just changing the game, which is fine. I want our house to be lived in. I'm not opposed to it. It's more so the pee and stuff.
Is he still peeing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I get it.
I did it till I was 8. He's not even 8 yet.
Yeah, he's 7. And I know guys, and y'all can correct me, y'all are all boys. Y'all pee, it takes you longer.
Sometimes.
What do you mean?
I heard girls are... I don't deal with that as long as boys do.
You mean not to pee the bed anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all I know is me. And yeah. I was late to stop, and I still would occasionally pee up until I was 8, maybe 9.
Oh, wow. And you just couldn't, it's just one of those.
It wasn't even like, I think it was a mental thing. I think it was a psychological thing. An attention-seeking thing for me.
Oh, man.
That's what I, what do I know?
But, and did that, did you, do you feel like you got? What,
no.
No?
I think I just got tired of cleaning up the pee.
Oh, so you would have to
clean
it.
Yeah, I'd have to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Again, you're talking about kids that came from another country or living in an orphanage, so I don't know.
Yeah, my daughter's totally good. She can have water. We sort of have a water cutoff time with him at night. I don't know if any parents have any other tips for me. And again, he's still a kid, so I'm cool with it. But it's when he falls asleep somewhere else and I don't want to move him, and then I leave him there and I don't have a protector. Like on his mattress, we have a mattress protector. But on the couches, we don't, so.
So cover them in plastic and leave them.
I might. Next time y'all come over, I may just have plastic on everything. It really will help with all the other stuff, too.
Amy said she freaked out because she fell asleep. And she woke up like, oh! And she did. How long were you asleep?
Probably 10 minutes. And oh. I could, I'm at this point because I'm not sleeping much at night that I think I could take a little nap anywhere and everywhere because I'm just tired.
And where were the kids when you were doing this?
They were at school.
Okay.
They're at school, so it's the day, and I'm on the couch, and I fall asleep quickly, and then I'm like, wake up, I freak out, I'm like, where are the kids, where am I supposed to be, where's work, like, there's so many things running through my head, and then this piece of calm just came over me. It's sort of, we've all had it with this job, because we wake up so early. There's been times where I've woken up at midnight or 1 a.m., ran to my closet, started getting ready for the show, racing. My alarm hasn't even gone off, so I don't even know why my brain is thinking this. And then I look at the clock and realize it's 1 a.m. and I go back to bed just with such relief. I felt that relief of, okay, my kids are at school, they're safe, I'm not a bad parent. Because I could see me falling asleep during the day if they're home and then walking out the front door and be like, what up, world? You want to give me a ride somewhere? I got to go to the store. Which my daughter has discovered a change jar we have, and she takes it now and thinks she can just go buy things. So yeah, I could see her taking it and going to the gas station down the street.
Hmm.
I didn't know she was doing the money thing, by the way. But
you just found out?
Yeah, apparently she takes money to school every day and buys chips.
And you didn't know she was taking money
chips? I didn't know kids could even buy chips. I didn't even know that was a thing. And she pulled this big old thing of Cheetos, flaming hot Cheetos out of her bag. And I said, where did you get those? She goes, I bought them. Where? At school. With what? My money. My dad gave them a piggy bank.
Your dad, their grandfather.
Their grandpa. Papaw gave them a piggy bank. And they discovered that they could get into it and get the money out. I said, oh, no, you're supposed to save that money. It's a piggy bank. But yeah, I mean, if you... But for about a week, she's been buying Cheetos every day. No idea.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's
Is that currency at school? Like prison?
A flaming hot Cheeto is worth like $50.
Apparently.
That's funny.
Yeah, which great. I'm thinking awesome because the other day at the store, she did ask me for flaming hot Cheetos. And I said, no, we're not going to have those in the house. She's like, okay, I'll show you. I eat them every day at school. I'm like, great. Thanks, school.
Coming up, tell me something good. We do have the dance party at the top of the hour. We got a lot of good coming.
Come on, y'all.
Let's say, Amy, you're in your bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find another woman's underwear in your bed. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
It's for sure a woman's?
Yeah, it's not yours.
Like mine or...
It's not yours.
Little girl.
It's not yours.
That's quite the scenario.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard. How do you explain that?
A guy got in big trouble with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
She found another woman's underwear in their bed. Yeah. He said, I swear to you, I do not know how it got there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect him to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, go ahead.
How did it get there? That's what I say if he says how.
A few days later, after he had already been in trouble by her, they saw a cat dragging a bra and realized the cat was in the neighbor's laundry. And the cat had crawled through the window and left a pair of underwear.
Wow.
The cat had stolen.
Thank goodness
that
they
poor
saw
guy.
The-
that
yeah.
poor
Yes.
He was pleading.
I mean, yeah, and there's, yeah. Unless like somebody else's your laundry in their laundry.
See, that's why you can't jump to conclusions.
Exactly.
A cat
exactly.
Could do stuff like that.
And what are the odds that they're actually going to see the cat doing it again to help, you know, redeem
I know.
Him?
The relationship is probably almost dead because
sure.
of a cat.
Oh.
And some of the neighbors were worried that someone was stealing underwear. That was a pervert in the neighborhood.
This
cat was just causing all kinds of mayhem in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right?
It's a lot.
Yes, his defense is, I can't believe you wouldn't trust me. How dare you? And Ash.
So Ray and Lunchbox have this business where they're gonna party plan, and it's called Well, and it was called Bobby Bones Blowouts. And we've had listeners call and ask them, hey, would you plan my trip to Nashville?
Hello. Yes, this is Lunchbox from Bobby Bones Blowouts. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We are so excited. We got your email inquiry in our website, BobbyBonesBlowouts.com. And we are here for your son's 21st birthday.
All right.
2 o'clock, we got the Pedal Tavern. 7 o'clock, we got dinner reservations. Then we got bottle service. And then you just Venmo us our $500 fee.
I can handle that.
She's in. So I tell them, you can't call it Bobby Bones Blowouts. I have nothing to do with this business. And so they've come up with a list of names. And who's going to read them?
We can both, you know, switch off, whatever you want to do.
Okay, so here we go. These are the new names I like to suggest for their party planning business. Lunchbox?
First one, Party Your Bones Off.
No, you can't use bones.
No, you can't. Bones is a word in the English dictionary.
That
Party
is actually
your bones
really good.
Off.
No, but he's... Okay, go ahead. Ray?
Weekends with Ray and LB minus bones.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to be associated with that. Lunchbox, okay, go ahead.
Else? Get lit with Bobby Bones' friends.
That's us.
Yeah. In parentheses, Ray. That's us.
Benders with the Bones Crew.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
Rage like an idiot.
No!
Yeah! What's wrong with that?
That's our amazing band, the Raging
no,
Idiot.
No, it's not. Rage and idiot are at the opposite end of the spectrum.
All right, one more, Ray.
Bones is MIA, party with LB and Ray.
Yeah! Those are actually pretty good.
Do you have any more?
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to reject all those.
Why?
I don't want my name associated with their business.
Your name is not in any of
the... Yeah, Rage
Party
like
your
an
bones
idiot.
Off?
Okay, let's say I know Luke Bryan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What if I say, hey, me and you go floating down the loo, Cut Bryan. You can't dissociate.
But, I mean, legally, it sounds like they're
yeah,
escaping
party,
go
this.
For, go for that.
Oh. Part of your bones off is okay.
Try that legally.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Try it, guys. Try it.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, and rage like an idiot? Those are just words okay. in the dictionary.
I like bones is MIA. Come party with LV.
Yeah!
I like party your bones out.
Why
like,
are you...
Some people are going to be like, oh, wow, your party's so fantastic. Who planned it? Bones is MIA. Come party with LB and Ray. It's a little long, but I like it.
Why don't you just call it? No, I don't want my name involved in it. If you're going to talk about it on the show, my name cannot be involved.
Your name won't be involved.
I think so.
Party your bones off, definitely not involved. That's just talking about their skeleton.
Do you have any more people calling?
Oh, I'm getting tweets out the wazoo.
Okay, tweets are one thing. Like actual clients.
I have bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties. Everybody wants in on this.
How much are you charging?
$500.
To do what?
To plan the whole weekend. However long they're coming, we'll set it all up.
The weekend.
Whatever. If they're coming for a week, we'll set up your week itinerary.
So you get the hotel rooms.
Yeah, hotel rooms. We'll get their dinner reservations, their...
So y'all prepay. You put down your credit cards for all this, like the deposits and whatnot, and they pay you back?
That's our business.
Okay. So you're
what do you mean by that? What do you mean that's your business?
Like, you know that's going to be part of your responsibility.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a cancellation fee in our contract.
And you have a contract, so you have an attorney.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got an attorney.
Did you get that website?
Yeah.
It's all, what is it?
I can't tell you.
Okay. There's not a name in the business.
There's
not
a name yet. Yeah.
Okay, let us know how that goes, okay?
I will.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have a segment on our show we've done for probably close to 15 years called Tell Me Something Good. And sometimes you guys, the callers, will call and share Tell Me Something Goods. And Hillary, our phone screener, who talks to you, so she'll bring them into me. You have one today?
I do. Caitlin, she's from North Carolina. Her mom called in. She's 9 years old. And her mom wanted to tell us that she has a piggy bank and she put all her birthday money, a lot of money throughout the year in there. And she donated all of that to childhood cancer.
Wow. What inspired that? Do you know?
I think listening to the show, the Tell Me Something Good segment. She said she listens to the show and loves what we do. And she wanted to give back. So she donated her birthday money.
What's her name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Wow. I'm telling you, when I was 9, 10, 19... 29.
38.
Yeah, that's insane. I just never had that gene at an earlier part of my life.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing and sounds like good parenting. And Caitlin, we appreciate you.
Yay.
That's nice. So I'll give you, appreciate you. Thanks, Hillary. Appreciate the story. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So guys are now throwing all male spa parties instead of bachelor parties.
What percentage of guys would you say? Because I don't know any guys that are doing that.
Yeah, none.
Well, about 40% of spa clientele are now men, and that's gone up in recent years.
I would agree with that. I will go and get a massage, but I don't know a bunch of guys that are getting together and going to the spa.
Well, you just haven't. It's a new trend. I'm here to tell you about it.
Okay.
All the guys listening right now, they're trying to plan their bachelor party. You're like, oh yeah, good idea. I was just wondering, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, now you can plan a spa day.
It's grown from 1% to 2% over the last year. The rising trend. I like going to the spa if I'm getting a massage. It's just.
And these days at spas, the guys can get together, get massages, unwind with some beers, even do a group massage, mani-pedi.
That's not happening. But I'll say this. There's a place even here in town. It's called, I think, Whiskey Neat. And you go get a haircut, and they give you a razor shave, and then you get a whiskey.
That's pretty cool.
They don't advertise, and I don't drink whiskey, so that I'm not going.
That's like a manly man barbershop.
Yeah, but I saw that. It was kind of like
a
guy
cool thing. Experience.
Yeah, what else you got?
Yeah. I just thought that this story was kind of funny, so I'd leave people with it in case they need a conversation thing this weekend about the flight that was carrying 85 plumbers that was forced to do a U-turn after there was an issue on board with the toilets.
It's funny. Ironic.
Yeah. I saw
Isn't
it like
it
2 days ago.
I know.
I never brought it up because I thought, you can't go work on an airplane. Even if you're a plumber, you can't go work on the airplane toilet.
Right. Well, we hadn't talked about it, so that's why I was sitting on it. I was like, I'm going to save it for the pile in case over the weekend. You never know. At a party, you can be like, hey,
did you hear
that flight carrying 85 plumbers?
It's funny when you tell it.
It's a good one. So I have how to meet people when you're traveling alone. And Bobby, you travel alone all the time. So I thought that this is perfect for you.
Let's relax with how hard it is.
Bobby, listen to this.
That's your choice.
Sorry, go ahead.
So here's things. If you're looking to meet people, maybe a girl, whatever, what you got to do is you got to be the one offering to take photos.
Okay.
If someone's, just be on the lookout. Oh. Do you want me to take that photo for y'all? Maybe it's a group of girls. Maybe it's a nice family you'd like to hang out with. Whatever.
Amy's just trying to find me companionship at this point. It's not even love. She's like, maybe there's just a nice family that would take you in.
Eat your meal at the bar because conversations always get started with people that are hanging out there, typically alone. And then you could also maybe find a course in the city that's a cooking class or maybe a tango lesson.
That's cool, Bobby.
You could meet other travelers.
I took line dancing in college.
It's true.
Got me no girls. Yeah. It was me, and now I was probably 19, and it was full of non-traditional students, so it was women in their 50s.
But now you're a good line dancer because of it.
Well, I can. I haven't done it in a while. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, lastly, and I know you've done this, you can sign up for group tours.
Oh, I've done that by myself. Mm-hmm. You tour with other couples. It's terrible.
It didn't lead to you meeting anybody? Nothing?
Nah, just couples, and I'm awkward.
And then you had to be like, will you take my picture?
No, I had to do that. And I had to, when they buddy you up, because I went snorkeling. I'd never been snorkeling.
Oh, yeah.
I went snorkeling. Yeah. I was the odd person, so I had to partner with the instructor.
Yeah, but I'd rather be partnered with the instructor.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
Because then you're the person they have to take care of.
Yeah.
It's say when you're a kid, you can't get a buddy in class, so the teacher's your buddy.
That's rough.
It's rough. It made me feel that way in my heart again because I was not popular. And when I was a kid, I had to sometimes have the teacher as my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you guys have to do that a lot, huh? Like ask people to take your picture and stuff. That's got to be weird.
Yeah, it never doesn't get weird. Hey, would you mind taking a picture of me by myself doing this really cool thing alone?
You could say, if you take mine, I'll take yours.
Nah. Yeah, you can. What else you got?
Okay, well, Super Bowl is obviously on Sunday, and I thought this was a little interesting, what the winners and the losers will take home. So even if you lose, all those players, they still get paid.
Mm-hmm. You get paid extra.
Because on top of...
Well, you're doing extra work.
No, you made it to the Super Bowl. That's part of your job.
But no, you're doing extra work. Every week, you get paid for the playoffs, too. More and more as it goes. Because you're doing extra work. You're working extra weeks.
Even the losers.
Uh-huh. Well, if you lose the Super Bowl, you still got there.
I just thought this is crazy because, I mean, even if you lose, you're still going to get $56,000.
Listen to me. You get paid $56,000 for getting to the Super Bowl, and then you get paid more for winning it.
Okay, fine.
It's not losing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Everybody going to the Super Bowl gets $56,000. I like the way you're saying this. I will adopt this.
Okay.
It's good. It's more positive. So you get that. However, if you win, you're going to get a total of $102,000.
That's the incentive.
Yeah, that's if you win one level up.
Yeah.
People in the playoffs got like 30,000.
But to them, some of these guys that have $1 million contracts, they're like, it's like a dollar.
It isn't, though.
Okay.
And most people don't have the huge contracts. Just the people that we see, they talk about the most.
Tom and Tom.
Yeah, Tom has all the million dollars.
Tom.
Good?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you very much.
I thought you did a good job today.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm going to go over to our producer, Raymond, who's been watching a lot of Lifetime movies recently. And now producer Raymond reviews a new Lifetime movie. What's it called, Raymond?
Overexposed.
About what?
2018 Lifetime movie. Kids start texting. Then people in the town start to die.
Wait, one doesn't equal the other.
And what does the title have to do with any of it?
I don't really know. But there's an investigation. And this is known throughout the entire movie, so I'm not ruining anything. Who's the last person you would check in an investigation?
Oh, the cop.
Even better, the cop's daughter.
Oh. Who's one of the teens texting?
Who is the biggest texter of everybody?
She's
the cop's daughter. So the whole movie, texting leads to death, and the cop's daughter is at the center of the investigation. I didn't ruin anything. You know that from day one.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I ended up giving it kernels of popcorn, 3 out of 5.
Wow.
Who would have overexposed?
Okay.
Who would have ever thought the killer is a cop's daughter?
You just ruined
it. We don't know that yet.
It's the beginning of the movie. You know that. That's the entire plot line. The other stuff is what the secret is.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying in life, who's the last person you check? Cop's daughter.
We got it. Thank you, Raymond. Appreciate that, buddy.
Overexposed.
Okay, there it is.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Gotta go. Appreciate you for listening. Let's just say thanks to Cassie Ashton for stopping by. Performed. It was awesome. She's just great. Even yeah. Amy was...
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I love her personality, and her voice is unique, and I kind of want it.
Yeah, I hear you. Weekend plans?
I don't know. I think my husband and I were thinking about trying to take the kids down to Alabama to the old space NASA something that's there in Huntsville.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we're going to end up doing it. That might be a little Saturday day trip. It's only an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
You want to go?
No.
Field trip?
I'll be in Austin.
Oh, well, yeah.
Today, mm-hmm. tonight. Tomorrow, then I go to California Sunday. I'll be working out of California Monday, and then I come back. So I'm on the road for the next few days.
Dang. All right.
I watch
Stapleton over here.
I'm watching the Super Bowl from a hotel room.
That should be fun, yeah. Dude. All that room service, that could be really cool, actually.
Yeah,
I don't have to
deal with anybody.
Yeah. You and Tom Brady,
me and TB13. Yeah. TB12.
It's his number.
Tom Brady 12. Yeah.
TB. And, okay.
Yeah. Thank you for hanging. We'll see you on Monday. Appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.